It's Friday, March 3rd, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is in hot water after meeting with the Russian ambassador last year, and apparently he failed to make note of it during his Senate confirmation hearings. He has now recused himself from any investigation into the Russian intervention in the American election.
I have now decided to recuse myself from any existing or future investigations of any matter relating in any way to the campaigns for President of the United States.
But calls by Democrats for his resignation continue to come forthwith. Meanwhile, a missionary from the Slavic Reformation Society, Blake Purcell, tells The Worldview there are big gains for the gospel going on in Russia and the 1040 window.
What gives me joy in working with all the peoples in the Russian world is to see folks, for instance, down in Uzbekistan, a Muslim-dominated country. We have seen some of our graduates and men that have recently been studying in the seminary. We're seeing whole families come to Christ, and one man's father the son led his father to Christ, and the mullah there locally came and said, somebody else asked the mullah to bless the neighborhood, and one of the older women in the neighborhood says, we have these apostate Muslims in our neighborhood. Can you bless the neighborhood with apostate Muslims in there? Because these Muslims had come to Christ. And the mullah said, of course I cannot. So the grandmother came and told the whole family of our seminary student. They told the whole family that they have to get out.
Purcell said that one Christian family was told that they had to leave the neighborhood or deny Christ.
So the father said, well, we would rather live on the street with Jesus than live in our home without Jesus. That was his answer. So one of the things that is just amazing to see is the power of Christ and the power of God against such great odds in these completely unreached people groups.
Planned Parenthood CEO Cecile Richards is worried about the 130 prayer vigils going on outside of 130 Planned Parenthood abortion mills during the 40 days for life. There is spiritual warfare out there on the sidewalks, and prayer is the weapon of choice for those who are for life. Find a prayer vigil near you at 40daysforlife.com. That's the number 40daysforlife.com. A new study from Pew Research projects that Islam will be the world's largest religion by 2070. The study claims that Islam will increase by 70%, while Christianity will grow by 35%. The biggest factor in Muslim growth? Muslim families are having more children than any other religious demographic. The evangelical birth rate in America has fallen to 2.3, compared to a Muslim birth rate of 2.8. A leaked draft of the Obamacare replacement bill is causing heartburn for conservatives who are lining up to oppose the Republican moderates in the House of Representatives. The word in Washington is that the Obamacare debates will re-engage in Congress sometime next week. Disney is crossing another moral barrier with the release of Beauty and the Beast on March 17th. It contains the first explicitly homosexual scene in a children's movie to take place between characters LeFou and Gaston. In an interview with Attitude magazine, director Bill Condon called it, quote, really subtle and delicious, unquote. Isaiah 5:20 says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And a 19-year-old young man working for UPS in Alabama is the owner of a new Jeep Cherokee. His coworkers bought him the car when they found out he was using his $12 per hour job to provide for his ailing mother and walking 10 miles a day to and from the job site. According to the Daily Mail, the staff at UPS pooled their funds for a car which should cut his 2-hour commute at 4 o'clock in the morning to 10 minutes. And that's The World View on this Friday, March 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. We want to invite you to join us at the NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, 2017. We are in a worldview war today, just as Noah was when he was building the ark. The NOAA Conference will equip you to disciple your children in an ungodly generation with the right worldview. Admission to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter is included for your whole family. Register at NOAAConference.org. That's NOAAConference.org.